Hi. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be heard. That was an excellent invocation.
Can we have your name and address for the record?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, honey. Carolyn Schwabel, Hamilton Avenue, 79 Hamilton Avenue in Leonardo, New Jersey. I appreciated the invocation. I don't always, but this was a very good one. And I especially took note that the Reverend, I guess it is, talked about hopefully we would have genuine respect for each other. And I think you're hearing a lot of the same messages from the audience. But I'm not feeling the respect, and I have to tell you, Mayor, I'm really not feeling the respect. For 17 years, I've been on the Middletown Human Rights Commission. I'm now the vice chair of the 60-member Monmouth County Human Relations Commission, so I do have some credibility. I've been the chair of Middletown for the last 3 years, and before that, the vice chair for several years. I got a letter, which was vague, about 10 days ago, a week ago, saying thank you for your service and good luck in your future endeavors. It didn't really say, I was up for reappointment, it didn't really say that I wasn't being appointed. I wrote a letter asking clarification 10 days ago, got nothing back. But obviously I'm not being reappointed by the look. Two of my friends on the committee are being reappointed. I asked for why, and I'm only the second person in the last 17 years I've been on that has not been reappointed with good attendance. I have perfect attendances, and so does my husband, who's given a lot of his computer skills and human relations information to the commission. My question is, I guess I'm not reappointed, but why not? And how was this done? Was there a vote? I've heard a rumor that it was two members, Ms. Brightwell, who doesn't even know me, or Mayor Scharfenberger.
Right.
Can you tell me why?
Sure. I'll let Bernie elaborate a little bit more, but you're involved in litigation against the township. And we just felt temporarily it was better until that was settled that we don't reappoint you right now and consider you for the next, you know, the next year or the next opening. We felt it was a, you know, bit of a conflict. And certainly you could understand that you being in litigation against us and you sitting on that board, you know, would give the appearance of a conflict. And we just felt it was better to not reappoint you at this point and consider you for the next opening.
Did you say until it was settled? I'm sorry.
I think it was yeah, basically a recommendation related to the litigation, which is to a certain extent resolved, but there are still steps that are being taken as well, you know, to resolve that.
Perhaps no one knows, but it's been resolved. There was a consent order as of August 1st, 2007. However, the consent order coming from federal court has not been followed by Middletown Township. That's why I'm shocked that you don't even know it's been settled. It was your assistant, I think, Mr. Riley, summoned from your firm. And now, I wasn't going to say it, but I will. There are things that have not been done from the settlement. August 1st, they were supposed to put on the webpage, appoint an ADA coordinator, put the ID information on the webpage as per federal law. They were supposed to put a copy of the actual settlement on the webpage for Middletown, and maybe then you would have been aware that it had been settled. They haven't done other issues, too. They didn't put on, that's irrelevant. But basically, it's not being followed. So, and it has been settled, so it wouldn't have been an issue had you come to me and asked me about it. I unfortunately feel that this goes against what our mayor said, Mr. Scharfenberger. He didn't want to deny people a best. In this case, sir, you have, because I'm probably the most qualified. I've got a wonderful committee. And I wasn't sure if you were talking about our committee functions, because we've really got going as a good committee, basically under my leadership, it's been going on. We sent you guys a sheet, all the committees, saying we would like your input. What would you like us to work on this year? And it came back nothing. So my good secretary, who was working free because you took away her $50 salary, and I think other committees still had paid secretaries, Heidi came back and said, no, they're not giving you input. You're not going to get any input. So we went ahead on our own and voted. We've got many of the things you talked about today. And this is my last chance, I'm going to say it. We came up with many issues. John helped tabulate them. We're working on affordable housing, getting more diversity among teachers in the schools, because I was a school psychologist. The number one that came up was the pet human-animal bond in case of something like Katrina, what to do with them. If you need to see it, our mandate, you know, on human rights, which has been around for 40 years. I wanted to be here to celebrate the 40th year. In all those 40 years, well, at least the 17 I've been on, this board has been more difficult as far as accepting our thoughts. They called and challenged me and said, what are you doing with the school system? You aren't supposed to ask for the action plan. I helped write the action plan because the assistant superintendent sent me an email and said, Carolyn, what the heck is this and how do I do it? So, Ms. Brightville, I'm sorry, but you don't know any of the background, but I understand that you probably voted against me.
I'm just unfortunate. The one thing
that I believe that you did take advisement on, and that's our role, is to advise. And when you say we shouldn't be in the school system, by the way, part of our mandate is even to advise the council where to locate those schools, because that can affect racial balance and so on. The one person who did accept it was our Olympic swimmer, who did take in some advice I had made when I saw an ad in the Courier for the chief executive, I think it was, the new accounting executive, and I saw sexist language. And you did tell me that you were following up on that, and you're going to be aware in other litigation that's to come. But I feel, as a school psychologist, and like a lot of other people, making observations on this board, no political either way, because I'm not political. I've been known to vote for a Republican, believe it or not, or a Democrat. But the things that I have seen, the lack of respect, I really feel bad, and I hope this year is going to be better, because I've told a few people, it seems like some of the kids I dealt with, and I dealt with elementary school, I felt like we need a conflict resolution for this board. I thoroughly agree with Barbara Thorpe, and I hope that you guys will listen to my committee, because I've got a wonderful commission. We're working together fine. I kind of have to say that I got it together, and that's not usually my strongest point, but we did. We got it flowing well, and I hope you guys won't deny that, because we're sending the minutes all the time. And I'm very sorry you didn't reappoint me. Oh, the other thing is, by taking me out, you're taking out umpteen percent of the diversity of the commission, and this is a commission on diversity. I kept asking for more members. We asked for older people, young people, African-American, Islam. You sent me 5 WASPy females. And then we got a nice Asian Chinese guy that I had to, maybe not WASPy, but 5 white females on occasion, that I did find you a wonderful Asian rep. And he's going to carry on, I'm sure. But I just feel bad that you cut down. Right now, by taking me out, we had 8 members. I kept asking for more because there are 11 allowed. We needed more. By taking me out, you've removed 1 more instead of adding more. So we've now got 7 members instead of 11.
Okay.
I'm very disappointed in the township committee.
Okay, Mr. Tree, we're going to have to wrap up. Okay. Thank you very much. Yes, sir.